You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
The international break can only mean one thing.
Sleep.
No. Well, yes, but also post the transfer window closing, it can only mean what two things. One other thing apart from sleep. Wild card tinker time. That's right, Danny. I've gone all in. Have you?
Yeah.
You go straight on it. You start it as the moment the deadline passes on the previous week. You're straight in there, aren't you? Looking at those prices.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've kind of not really done it right this time because I think there was a sunrise I could have got on. A sunrise.
Oh, sunrise. But now is there going to be a sun downer because he was allegedly injured on international duty? But he's all right, isn't he? What's going on with his iced up knee?
Oh, I don't know. Don't they all put ice on their knees and, you know, bandages on their knackers and just, yeah. I don't know. As long as they haven't got a big boot on. Remember Madison the other week? He was hobbling along with a big boot on his leg. He wasn't looking like he was going to start, and then he plays.
And he was on your, was he on your bench? Did he not come off your bench
that week? Yeah, last week he wasn't, but that week that he had that big, you know, so like he wasn't going to play. I got done.
Bad luck for Pryor. Yeah, finally, things aren't going your way for once. How did you get on in the last one? By the way, it seems like ages ago now, but I think.
I scored hilariously. Scored 69. And it was mostly just off Haaland, really. The thing is, the players I picked that are doing well are going to become template players. I've always had Udogie from the start, and now everyone's getting him. And I had Madison from the start, and everyone's getting him.
Yeah, and everyone's getting him. Yeah,
and even like Saliba, people have jumped from Gabriel to Saliba.
Now Gabriel's gone back in now. Yeah. It's like, just as soon as I finally got rid of Gabriel, he went back into the starting lineup for Arsenal. Typical, the way it always goes. So you got 69, the average was 72. I got 74. Mm-hmm. Again, like, I mean, every team's the same now, isn't it? So what's the point?
Well, I'm on 241. I mean, overall, 2.2. It feels extraordinarily average.
Really 20 points behind. That's what I'm thinking with this wild card. I think I've gone full template. there's no gambling with my wild card here today. Now,
let's do a template cross check.
Are the goalkeepers? I think are the only left field opportunities, and that doesn't really matter that much anyway, does it? Really, but
so that means you've got Udogie and Madison.
I've got Udogie, that's right, yes. I've got Mad Skills, Madison, and I've got Son as well.
I've got Son at the moment because I wanted to see if his price doubled up in rising. So Sar's gone up 0.1 now, but I just need him to go up 0.1 again, and then I can sell him before the game week starts. Anyone who has a double rise, Alvarez was another one they were saying might have one.
He's also in mine as well, obviously. Because while Kevin De Bruyne is not playing, it seems like Alvarez is starting most games as well, isn't he?
Foden, you get benched once, but Foden seems to be getting a look at more now. And you've got good next three fixtures.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, the first name on my wildcard team
is double barreled.
Harry Maguire, of course. I joke, of course, my lord.
You jester.
Poor guy. I mean, do you see when he was there?
Poor multi-millionaire. Maguire.
The Scottish fans mocking him in last night's friendly was ridiculous. No wonder he scored an own goal. It got to him in the end. I mean, you can't just mock someone every time they touch the ball. Give him a break. Come on.
That gif of Woody Harrelson crying into his bank notes from Zombieland.
Maguire must do when he gets home. I feel too sad for him. He'll be fine. He'll get over it. He'll move on to another club.
Just think, probably what you earn in a year, pretty much recorded this podcast.
While we've been doing this podcast, it's worth reminding yourself. Actually, I don't care. Well done, Scotland fans. Yeah, I've come full 360 on Maguire. So let's start with the goalkeepers then, Dan, shall we, for the wildcard teams.
Well, can I just preface this by saying that at the moment my team is mostly just trying to catch any price rises and getting out of price falls, so it doesn't really mean it's the one I'm going to have.
I had to change goalkeepers because I had Sam Johnson at Palace, who was a guaranteed starter under Roy, but now Dean Henderson's come in. I think Dean Henderson might still be a bit injured, but still, his Johnson's days are numbered. And the same with Jason Steele at Brighton, who's not had a good start to the season and has been replaced by their new goalkeeper anyway in the starting lineup. So I had to make two goalkeeper changes. And I've gone for one that everyone seemed to be having, because since Raya went to Arsenal, everyone's getting in on this Brentford formerly second choice goalkeeper, Mark Flecken. And everyone is on him. He is the ultimate template team goalkeeper, 4.5 million. Seems to be starting now Raya's gone. As has been starting all season, in fact, and they're all right for the odd clean sheet.
He's only had one. Yeah, they're not as clean sheeted as they were last season.
Not to start the season, but I think they'll get a few. And then I was looking at the other options, and I was like, "Who am I going to get for my other goalkeeper?" I was thinking maybe my old friend Alisson, but he's too expensive for a goalkeeper. And I was looking at who's doing what, and I've gone for unexpectedly Bernd Leno.
Bert is such a funny name. It's a bit like a European Bert, Bernd Leno.
I may be burned by my choice of the Fulham goalkeeper, but they've got favourable fixtures coming up, and he seems to be okay. He seems to be returning to form that he had before he went to Arsenal, if that ever happened. So that's who I've gone for goalkeepers. What have you gone for, Pryor?
Well, at the moment, I'm still up in the air, and the problem with this is at the moment is that Flecken doesn't have great fixtures, and I don't really trust him to keep clean sheets, and neither does this person, but he's cheap. And at the moment, I've got a ton of money nowhere, so I think he's a good Flecken alternative, actually. Some people say, he's a bit of a tit in goal, but Areola, for me,
at
4.1 million, starting for West Ham, a good start to the season. Again,
it's
not
a good suggestion. It's a good suggestion. They have got hard fixtures, though. If you're talking about fixtures, I think I did look at him, but Man City at home, Liverpool away, and then Newcastle United at home in the next four.
And he's also not kept a clean sheet yet.
And defensively, defensively, I don't think they look massively improved West Ham.
But nine, so not many to go. It's about two or three bad games coming up. And then, Newcastle at home isn't necessarily a red to me,
The best performing one so far is the Spurs goalkeeper, isn't he? He's having the best start, but Vicari.
I would say that Spurs were supposedly, I think they were the top three for best fixtures at the start of the season, even though they had Man U, having Burnley, Bournemouth and Brentford. Although three away were considered reasonably kind fixtures. And I'd imagine Sheffield United at home would be as well. So if I was just having him for a one-off, and then after they play Arsenal and Liverpool, they've got some good fixtures.
Yeah.
I think fixtures. In a way, Tottenham have been quite lucky not to concede more than they have, because they are quite open, but they're just proving to be bit more.
Yeah, the North London derby will test that out, surely, won't it?
And Postecoglou said he's not really too fussed about clean sheets. He's happy to get Embiid, rather win 3-1.
Oh, really?
So
not what you want to hear as an FPL manager.
But then, you know, like Adoghi, I mean, he's getting, like I said, he's getting like 9-10 touches in the opposition box. And
exactly. You know, he's a must-have, isn't he?
A good save for goals.
Now 4.7 million.
Yeah, that's what Adoghi said. Not Adoghi. Postecoglou said that, you know, he wants his team to be the top scorers in the division, so...
Oh, yeah, that's all big. That's big.
I imagine that Richarlison's probably not someone that people are sticking with.
No. I mean, long live Richarlison starting on the bench, I think, is what everyone's thinking, which is certainly what I'm thinking with...
Brendan Johnson, I mean, he's dropped 0.1. Is he going to be a good option, seeing as you're a Forest...
I think I was sad to see him go, but I think it was really good business. I mean, he's like I think I was quite glad we cashed in, because I think his final decision making has sometimes let him down. He didn't have a great start to the season personally, him on the field. So I think it was a sensible move for us, and I think he'll probably just go to Spurs and never play again, like you do with all the people you sign from Forest. You know, they'll never get in that team.
Michael Dawson.
Yeah, Michael Dawson.
Quite an ambassador now.
Yeah, of course.
He's doing a podcast. Well, he's got a rival to us.
You didn't actually sign Jed Spence from us, did you? You signed him from, I think, whoever owned him, Middlesbrough, wasn't it? Yeah. But then I'm thinking Andy Reid. Remember Andy Reid and that Spurs signing?
Quite a portly athlete.
North London. Yeah, I love Andy Reid so much. It didn't matter. It didn't matter about his size. He was an amazing left foot. Genius. Loved him. But yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I won't be putting him in my team straight away, certainly. Well, will you?
No, but I'm just curious about how he'll end up, if he's going to be like a sort of Saka type, Rashford-y player, or if it's just going to be one of those who peter out, doesn't really meet their potential. Does that mean you got any of these new Forest boys? Because I couldn't help but chuckle to myself as you signed Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Yeah, he's been in both fantasy league teams over the years.
I remember the stick you gave me, because I used to mention him every other week.
So just watching his highlights reel on the night we signed him was an absolute joy. I can't wait to see him play. But I mean, I'm not signed him yet, because he feels like he's one of those that could go either way. He really is. He's obviously, but you know, Steve Cooper knows him from England youth setup, so it's all good. I trust in Coops with anyone who he's managed at an England youth level to bring out the best in them, just like he did with Gibbs White. So it's like whatever he says goes, as far as England youth players, former England youth players go with Stevie Cooper. And but no, I still don't like having Forest players in my fantasy league.
Even how we're on you.
It's off-putting. Well, I didn't expect him to have the start to the season that he's had. He has been amazing, prolific, scored in the international break as well. So yes, I would be tempted by him, but we've got some tough games coming up. I feel like I've got to pick more established Premier League strikers in my front three ahead of him. So,
does that include Evan Ferguson?
No, it doesn't include Evan Ferguson, though his hat-trick did certainly make me have another think about him. I think he's got a slight injury as well, hasn't he?
It's a yellow at the minute, yeah.
But he looks amazing, an absolute bargain at 6 million. Potentially he could be one that really massively increases in his transfer fee across the course of this season. Have you got him? Because I did certainly debate him.
I got him because I wanted the price rise, and his price has risen, but only by 0.1. Everyone in my team at the moment is...
Yes, hallelujah, you've signed him. Okay,
I've got Darwin Nunez, although he's also supposedly got taken off in his last international game with a slight
incredibly.
But he's on form, isn't he?
Lots of potential to let you down, though, I find, with him. But yeah, he certainly seems to be in the best form he's ever been at Liverpool, certainly.
Liverpool's fixtures are quite nice. Again, there are
Pretty green.
Green. West Ham at home, that's pretty harsh to say.
That is no means a foregone conclusion, is it, really? But, I mean, he doesn't seem to be starting Darwin, does he? Still, like, coming on as an impact sub most of the time, isn't he?
He started the last game off the back of his previous match performance.
So maybe he's undroppable. He's becoming undroppable. But certainly Wolves away, you'd expect some return from Darwin, wouldn't you?
Have you been tempted to sell Haaland at all?
Yeah, obviously. That's the first thing I did, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, my front three is Haaland, Alvarez, and Jesus. Now he's back in form. Ah. But I feel like that's a bit of a gamble on Jesus, really. But Everton away, him returning with a little goal, I think he could come good, that gamble, potentially.
Yeah,
as opposed to Darwin's game against Wolves, I feel like Everton maybe could come up with something from Jesus. I'm gone with that at this stage. But yeah,
I feel like I would probably have the Jesus money in, an Odegaard, Martinelli, Saka.
Yeah, he's quite expensive at 7.9, but now he's back to full fitness. I think he should start starting again, shouldn't he? You'd have thought. Although he's never really delivered while he's been at Arsenal in a massively consistent manner, I still think he's a decent bet, a fairly safe bet. I don't think it's massively differential to pick Jesus in my team, but it could prove to be an awful move.
Hey, this is this is the big switch in Newcastle fixtures. So Isak's a definite consideration. Brentford, United, Burnley, West Ham. I know that they're going to start playing Champions League, so I just need to see how that works out. But
Isak, I did have Isak in there until I saw Jesus return from injury and score.
Jesus playing in the Champions League instead of the league.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus may play in the Champions League. I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. He might be playing Nketiah in the early stages. I'm also, the other worry with Isak is the Wilson coming on and scoring. So, like, that happened in the Brighton game, didn't it? It's like Wilson is, you can't forget about Wilson. So, I don't think, although Isak's pretty, I think he started every game for them this season. He's not been as prolific as he was last season, but I mean, he looks amazing.
Yeah.
He looks amazing, doesn't he, whenever I see him play. I haven't got any Newcastle players in my wildcard team, which is possibly a bit controversial. Who have you got in yours?
I haven't yet, but I find those fixtures so good. It's a bit like Liverpool. Yeah, they've got good fixtures, but it's hard to make them choose.
But yeah, they are great fixtures, aren't they? Yeah. Yes, I know. And then I've got no faith in Gordon, unfortunately. I wouldn't be punting on Anthony Gordon.
No.
Harvey Barnes blows hot and cold as well, doesn't he? So, I mean, and Almiron looks like he's maybe on the verge of returning to some sort of form that he had in the first half of last season. So I think he would be the one that I'd potentially bring in for 6.3 out of all of those midfielders. And Gimareish, or whatever you want to call him these days, looks pretty good always, doesn't he? But I don't know, I think I'd go for Almiron if I was to, but I'm not yet. I'm going to wait and see what happens with the Brentford game. And then defence, you've got
your defenders, what you got?
Well, you've got your Trippier's expensive for them still, he's at 6.5, but you've got your shares. I think Botman's out injured, isn't he? He's out for a while, I think, isn't he? So where were we? The rest of my midfield. Got Son, Madison, obviously, because those two are amazing, and with Sheffield United at home on the horizon, it feels like that's a good use of a wild card. I've kept Mitoma because he's had a decent start to the season for Brighton. I've got Mbeumo. Obviously, he's Mr. Template, isn't he? Newcastle away. He's had an amazing start for the season for Brentford, replacing Ivan Toney. And then I've gone for a slightly cheaper Man City midfielder in the shape of Rodrigo.
He's been good.
Who's popping up with goals, which hopefully we'll probably stop after I've signed him, but yeah, he's popped up with a few. So yeah, that's where I am in the midfield. What have you got?
Well, like I say, still potentially to change for money, but I don't see any reason to drop Saka yet. Champions League worries me. Foden,
If Son is injured on his international break, Saka will be the replacement for me in my wildcard team, certainly.
Madison, who I've had since game week one, and everyone's jumped on. Who will probably come out, but, you know, a good cheap option. And
yes,
I'm amazed he's not in your team. Ward-Prowse.
That's true.
9-6-7. I mean, got half he's
had an amazing start, hasn't he? Yeah, he has had an amazing start. But I actually had Bowen since the start of the season and dropped him. I mean, purely on the back on the in the face of these four fixtures coming up. I just think they've got very hard fixtures.
Well, it's only three, really. Sheffield, well, I think City at home is tricky. Liverpool away is tricky. Away, there's goals in it. I mean, Van Dijk suspended and all that. Sheffield United at home is fine. Newcastle United at home, off the back of Europe and stuff, might not be too bad either. Ward-Prowse, another one, they're going to be in Europe, but I'd imagine they'll rotate because it's, you know, Europa. I don't know.
I just feel like if I was going, I would stick with Bowen. But yeah, Ward-Prowse is £1 million cheaper than Bowen, which is, which now you mention it, is...
all set pieces, is it, probably be on penalties.
And he has had a very good start, hasn't he?
Yeah, they've got big old... What?
Since he started, he's had three assists and a goal, which is amazing for him, isn't it? But
turning your head here, isn't
I can't sign someone going into Man City game, though, surely. Come on.
Bench him, play 3-4-3.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's a waste, though, isn't it? You want to have a big start on a wild card, don't you? I don't want to pick players for the bench on a wild card.
Players like this Sibio, how do you say this fella, this Liverpool guy, Sibios Gavala?
Sabaslai. Yeah, tempted by him. I certainly had a look at him, but yeah, it's just that I also had Luis Diaz in as well. I've only got Alexander Arnold in for, and he's really expensive. So, and apparently injured. I think he's only injured to get out of the international break, wasn't he? Is that right?
I think so. Like Evan Ferguson, the RB seems to be wildly inconsistent. This Villa fella.
He does. Yeah, so I've not got him either. Defensive wise, Udogie I've had for a couple of weeks now.
Not since Trent. The start.
Keeping a stooping Yan. I think Matty Cash is the Villa player I'm going for because then they've got a lot of greenery on the horizon as well. And he is playing in a much more advanced position. And I think he got an own goal last time out, but still, like, he's moved on from that now.
It's quite funny because Cash is one of the best performing defenders. He's got 2-1s this season.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Fast as well because, again, price-wise.
But yeah. He's 4.7 now. I think I got him. Yeah, I got him just before a price rise. Hey, I finally got a price rise. Great, lovely. So I've got him, a stooping Yam keeping, obviously, because he's had a great start to the season. Trent Udogie. And then for my cheap defender, I've gone for. I did actually put Tavares in for Forest. And then I thought, I'm not sure that's a sensible choice. I'm not even sure he's going to start the old Arsenal guy they've got on loan. So I've gone for Mads Andersen. Who's Mads Andersen? He was their big sign, Luton's big signing over the summer. He scored one goal already.
That's Barkley.
And him. But yeah, Mads Andersen was their big defensive signing. And of course, there is the most underwhelming double of the season that's been announced prior. Have you seen that? The most underwhelming double in football history, I think. Game week 7, Luton and Burnley are playing twice. Whoa. Doesn't get much bigger than that. So I thought maybe have one, a little bit of skin in that game. And Mads Andersen is, but I may be angry Andersen after signing him, to be honest. But suddenly I'll see him in the light that I want to see him at some point. But that's who I've gone for as my cheap defender. What have you got prior?
Sabre, I'm sticking with. I don't see any reason to get shot of him. Cash, because of the price rises. At the moment, I've got Gusto because I know his price was going up and I'm aware that he's likely to come out of the team if James comes back in.
When Reece James comes back. That's why I didn't get him because of the imminent return.
Entirely reliant on James's, you know, ability to get back.
He'll be in and out, certainly, won't he? Yeah.
And if he does, then maybe I'll switch it to a different Chelsea defender. I've still got Udogie, why wouldn't I? And then I need to probably get shot of this Garvidal fella for City because he's so in and out of the team at the moment. It's infuriating. And I'd like to have a City defender, but the only one who seems to consistently play is Kyle Walker.
Kyle Walker this season, seems to be.
Because they want to sign a new contract.
Again,
Champions League, you never know. So I might get him or I might just abandon him altogether. But I don't have any Luton or Burnley defenders at present.
I am tempted by Gusto. He does really good home cooked meal kits as well. But I mean, I feel like it's going to be a very short lived time where he's a bargain. And if I'd have got him in the first place instead of getting Chilwell in like I did last time, then I would have said yes to that. But now I feel like because he delivered on his first game replacing Reece James, didn't he? And everyone had him. All the experts, all the so-called experts had him in, didn't they, prior? The people that you pay a monthly fee for to do all your research, they all put Gusto in.
You can tell by my 2.2 million ranking.
Flecken and Gusto, the experts' choices. But yeah, with Bournemouth away, you'd think Gusto should do some damage points-wise in that, shouldn't they?
Surprised to see you haven't hung on to Ollie Watkins. He's not firing on all cylinders.
I don't think.
Okay.
He probably will now. So, but I just feel like he's getting assists. He's getting assists this season, but he's not scoring. So yeah, maybe that's a bit premature on him. He may come back at some point.
So your team is all template, and mine is just for price rises.
We've all learnt absolutely nothing apart from that's it really, isn't it?
Nothing.
So we've learnt, I'm just sticking with the obvious choices at this stage in the season. I think it feels like a sensible thing to do.
I'm just going to quickly shout out, because we've only got a couple of minutes left before this ends, Robert OBJ, Roberto BJ, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that handle. It's an unusual handle, isn't it?
He did a wild card before this. He sold Madison, Rashford and Bowen to get in Foden, Matoma and Saka, kept Luis Diaz and Steele. His previous team would have had double the points.
Unbelievable.
Well, the morning for everyone there, isn't it?
Be careful. And top of the game week league overall at the moment is Jack Godspeed. What an amazing name for a person. His team name is just Good Team, which is one of the worst team names, but an excellent actual name. He's top of the game week league table at the moment on 298 points. Well done, Jack. Godspeed to you. We're running out of time.
57 points ahead of me already. That's not good, is it?
Annoying. Followed by Waystar, Royco FC, Marco Connor,
you know,
and Danny.
Reference?
Yes, yeah. Obviously, Succession, isn't it?
I don't know if you watched it. Fair enough.
Well, everyone's watched it all the way through, mate.
You
were an early adopter, but everyone's watched it.
A new media bubble with your iPhones and your subscriptions to Sky. Not like that for the regular folk like us.
Regular folk. Danny Sports Washings is third. Do you know what that's a reference to, Dan?
Is it how you're trying to avoid
We'll be doing a Saudi FPL game soon. Saudi Pro League, Fantasy Saudi Pro League. Are you up for that, Dan?
That league is a fantasy league at the moment. Buy what you want. That would be what would be amazing. Get rid of the pro. Imagine that on FPL. Would you do that if they just got rid of the 100 million thing?
No FFP FPL. That would be quite good, wouldn't it? Yeah, but I think the template would be even more template-y then, wouldn't it?
Would it, though? Because you still want people like Matoma, and it's not necessarily FPL, the people that cost the most that are the best.
Spending with gay abandon. It would be quite nice. They should try that one.
You can't spend with gay abandon in Saudi Arabia, to be clear.
Yeah. You can't. They don't like that. But yeah, we all just behave like Chelsea and just spend a fortune.
If you were allowed to have a 20-man squad on FPL instead of 16,
It's nice. One to watch, Dan.
I could loan you a doggy.
Exactly. Or just pay him off over a 5-year contract so it spreads the payment and doesn't look too dodgy. Look, we're running out of time, Dan. All we should say now is good luck if you have played your wild card. I hope it goes as you get. Godspeed to you. And remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.